You have your Bibles with you. I'd like for you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. Just want to check first 10 verses. Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of the judgment and preserve the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path, when wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Now, brethren, that's a mouthful. But he starts this proverb as, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandment with thee. That's what's been on our heart and mind here lately, is just the importance of the Word of God. Do we really understand how important this is? Has it been on our mind? Has it been on our heart lately of how important it is that we have the Word of God? How important it is that we know the Word of God? I think it's extremely important. We should esteem it very highly. He has given it to us. He has preserved it thus far. There's been plenty of times where men of this world have tried to destroy it, have tried to oppress it, have tried to just get rid of it. But yet it stays around. It's very important for us. It's very important for our lives, for our very being, how we can live our lives, how we can improve our lives, how we can be a benefit to somebody else, how we can be a benefit to our houses, our families, our churches. If every member of the church of God would be esteeming the Word as we should be, oh, what a church this would be. Oh, what a world we would live in. The evil is still going to be around, but brethren, we would have more peace in our hearts. We would have more peace in our lives. So he says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. Oh, don't we need more wisdom in our lives? And how can we get wisdom? How can we get this wisdom? It's in the Word of God. We can seek His wisdom, seek His guidance. Yes, we can talk to the Lord in prayer and ask Him, Lord, grant it to me the wisdom that I may see your path, see the way I should go. I love the Proverbs are just full of good instruction and just exhortation of reading the Word, keeping the Word, keeping this wisdom, seeking after God's wisdom and not relying on our own.
Amen.
In verse 3 it says, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her, which is wisdom, as silver and searchest for her for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. Do we understand what that is, the fear of the Lord? Some people of this world would read that and say, well, wow, what a God you have that you're scared of. That's not that kind of fear. It's a reverential fear. We have that fear of our Heavenly Father. He is the Almighty, isn't He? He has all power in heaven and earth. That right there alone should make us tremble a little bit. But we understand that we have a loving God. He has set His love before us, before even the foundation of this world. We understand that He blesses us each and every day. He daily loadeth us with benefits. There's so much to be thankful for. There's so much to praise Him for. So why would we not want to seek after His wisdom? Seek after His righteousness and lead and walk on His paths. So then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Well, I've never in my life heard the audible voice of God, but He can speak to me just as plainly through His word. But how much are we availing ourselves to it? How much are we seeking after it? How much are we reading? How much effort are we putting into it? You know, have you ever heard that? You say, well, I didn't get much out of that. It's like, well, how much did you put in? You know? If we're not receiving much from the Word, how much are we putting in? How much are we humbly seeking after His Word? That's another thing we have to deal with. And that's another thing we have to keep on our mind. How is our heart? The condition of our heart. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, how is your O2 stats and how is it pumping? I'm talking about how is our heart? Is it filled with this world? Or is it emptied? Is it broken? Is it longing after God? Is it longing after His righteousness to be filled of that? If we are of a contrite heart, if we are a broken, empty heart, seeking after God, brother and sister, we shall be filled. He can fill us. That song we have, "Fill Me Now." I want to be full of His Spirit. I want to be full with the goodness of God. I love that joke about, you know, we want to be so full of God that if a mosquito bites us, it flies away singing, "There's power in the blood." We want to be filled with God. We want to be filled with His goodness. But again, how do we do that? How do we seek after Him? But it's right here in His Word. We want to know in instructions. And last weekend at Montgomery Church, I held up my Bible and I asked, if I would ask you what this is, what would you tell me? You know, some people would say, well, that's the Bible. You know, some people say, well, that's a book. You know, it's a bunch of pages and it's bound together. But it's more than that. It's the inerrant truth and everlasting Word of God. I love how that I can read this Word and not have to worry if it's true or not. It's pure truth. It's always true and it's always right. God's words and God's ways are always right. We don't have to worry about that. So why would we not esteem this Word very highly? Why would we not want to hide it in our heart? You know, David would say, let me hide it in my heart that I may not sin against Thee. You know, Lord Jesus Christ came to this world and died upon the cross and put our sins away. That's already done. That's finished. Never to be remembered against me evermore. But here on this life, how often do I still sin against Him? How often do I still leave off the commandments? And not only that, but just this sin nature. You know, for one man sinned and entered into the world, we have that sin nature. I can't do anything about that this side of glory. But the Lord has already taken care of that. That war has already been won. But the battle is now. We face it on a day-to-day basis. Each and every time. We're compassed about on every side. You know, because we're pilgrims journeying through a strange land. You know, this world is not our home. And we shouldn't feel at home in this world. If we get to the point where we're too comfortable, too longing for this world, brothers and sisters, we need to stop and do a checkup. We need to be reading more of the Word. We need to be seeking more of His wisdom and His guidance. You know, the world would tell you, you need to seek after knowledge. You need to get as much knowledge as you possibly can. You've ever heard that about the dog sitting there looking at his food dish and there's a skunk eating out of his dish? You know, the dog has the knowledge that I can whoop that skunk. But But wisdom tells him he's better not to. We need to have the wisdom. Now, I know that's silly, but the wisdom of God will help us, gives us understanding. We need to have that. Real quick, let's turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, 105 tells us, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We need to have our light shining and to show us where we are. He says, "Thy word." The more we're in tune to His word, the more we'll be able to feel, the more we'll be more sensitive to the Spirit that is within us, that He's blessed us with. And that lamp, it doesn't shine out for our entire life. You know, it doesn't shine out 1,000 miles away, but it shows us right where we are. Shows us where we're at. But He doesn't stop there. He says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet." And He said, "It is a light unto my path." The more we're reading this word, the more we're seeking after His wisdom and His guidance, the better off we're able to walk His path. In verse 130, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." The entrance of thy words. It's got to get in there, doesn't it?
That's right.
"The entrance of thy words giveth light." So if we're going to have the word of the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path, we've got to get the word of God in. We've got to read it. It's got to find a lodging place. It goes back to the parable of the sower. How is the condition of our heart? Is our heart hard and stony where the word has no effect, where it doesn't get in there? Or are we letting the cares of the world come in and choke the word when it has, when it springs up? Well, our heart needs to be touched and tender. It needs to be broken up. It needs to be that good ground so we can receive the word and we can retain it. And it can bring forth fruit in our life. It's not so much that we receive it. It's not so much that we take it in. But brethren, we need to be showing forth what God has given us. We need to be using it in a day-to-day life. You know, letting our light shine. You talk about putting the candle up on a candlestick so it gives benefit to those in the household. We need to be a good example. We need to be those shining beacons in this dark world. But again, it comes back to, how do we do this? By reading the Word of God. You know, some people talk about, "I wish I had an instruction manual for life. I wish I had an instruction manual for my kids. I wish I had an instruction manual for my wife or my husband." I found it.
There it is.
Just blow your mind right there. It's right here. Found the book, yeah. Now, obviously, it doesn't tell you how the best way to change a diaper. Obviously, it doesn't tell you a lot of things. But, brethren, it tells you, how's my heart supposed to be? How I'm supposed to love one another?
Amen.
Haven't you seen in like relationships, it doesn't matter if it's between a husband and wife or even with parents and children, if that love is in the right place and it's shown forth, it'll be reciprocated. So it tells us about our heart. Again, it comes down to the heart. Where is our heart at? What's the condition of our heart? Are we seeking after His wisdom? Are we seeking after His will? Are we reading His word? It's so important for us to be seeking His path and His wisdom and His words. And even if we go to Proverbs chapter 3, He would say, "My son, forget not my law." Forget it not. Read it, but don't forget it. We need to be familiar with it. We need to be reading it on a day-to-day basis, keeping it fresh in our mind. You know, Romans 12 says, "Present your bodies a living sacrifice." But how do we do that? By the renewing of our mind. We're not conformed to this world, but by transformed, by renewing of our mind. Well, the renewing of our mind is keeping our nose in the book, reading His word. Proverbs chapter 3, "My son, forget not thy law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." That sounds good. I like that.
I want more peace in my life. Forget not the law.
He said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the tables of thine heart.
We need to be keeping it close. Keeping it in our heart. You know, where your heart is, therefore your treasure will be also. Where's our treasure? What's our treasure in this life? We already sang that song, Christ is the treasure that I desire. Are we to that point? Are we desiring Him? Are we a desire? Do we have a desire for the Word of God? If we have gotten to the point where we don't have a desire to read His Word, if we have gotten to the point where we don't have a desire to come and be with the saints of God, brethren, we need to stop. We need to have another heart checkup. We need to see where the condition is. We need to have the entrance of our Word so we can give us light, see where we're at.
Verse 4 says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
You mean if I read the Word of God, keep His commandments, it can actually help me in my job?
Yes.
It can help me in my life? Yes. It's a benefit.
In verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding.
We need to have seeking His wisdom, the wisdom and knowledge of God. And the more we read His Word, the more we find, the more wisdom we're seeking after, brethren, the more we're going to receive.
I think it's in James. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God,
who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. Brethren, we need to be asking, Lord, give me the wisdom. Let me find it.
You know, King Solomon was, you know, we have records that he was the wisest man that ever walked this earth. That wasn't the Lord Jesus Christ. But Lord, an actual man that walked this earth, he was wise. Because he asked the Lord, when the Lord asked him, what shall I give thee? He asked for wisdom. But remember, chapter 3 says, my son, forget not my law. If you read further on in Solomon's life, towards the end of his life, he had forgotten the law. He had letting it go. Brother, it can happen. He was the wisest man, but yet he forgot the law. He left it off.
That's right.
And his life was ruins. The kingdom after that was divided. Trouble would always pursue. You know, we see in the life of Solomon, it was a life of peace. Life of happiness. The kingdom was together, all together, and there was, you know, it was just a life of peace. But after that, after the king had forgotten his law, if we turn real quick to Deuteronomy 17, verse 18. This is one talking about when Israel shall have a king. Verse 18, and it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book. The king should have his own copy, not just have an own Xerox copy. No, write it by hand so he knows it. So have his own copy of this law in a book out of that which is there is before the priests and the Levites. And it shall be with him. And he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of his law and the statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel.
Turn not from it. Don't deviate from it. Don't forget it. Keep it fresh in our mind. Keep it fresh on our heart. And keep our appetite for it. Longing for it each and every day. And this will be a benefit. It'll be a help to us. We need it. We need it each and every day. It's our daily bread. We need it so bad.
We've heard not to turn from it, like we were talking about with Solomon. You know, life
was just in shambles and gone astray, married strange women, worshiping strange gods. This was supposed to be the wisest man. But this is what can happen when we leave off the Word of God.
Amen.
Let us not leave it off. Let us seek after His wisdom. So remember in Psalm 119, 130, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. You know, there's so many things in this life that I don't understand. There's so many things that's going to happen in my life that I won't understand. But brethren, the more that I follow after His commandments, the more I keep His word, the more I read, the more I follow after His wisdom, leaning under His guidance, the better I'll be able to weather the storms that are come. But brethren, we need to be reading. We need to be seeking His word.
Amen.
And seeking after His guidance. That's my prayer for me. It's my prayer for everyone here, my family, my little girl that's coming up. I pray that the Lord will grant me wisdom to seek after His wisdom so I can teach it unto her. That's what we're supposed to be doing. The older generation is supposed to be teaching the younger generation. What are they learning? What are they reading? What are they wanting to learn? What are they wanting to hear? If mommy and daddy are excited about the Word of God, chances are the children will be too. But how much are we esteeming this Word? How important are we putting a priority on this Word? So my prayer is that we would seek after His wisdom each and every day. So we need to be reading the Word. And I hope the Lord will bless you to keep our nose in the book. Amen.